Outdoor Station, 88.9 KETR. A good Friday morning to you. Alice Reese once again joins us. That means it's time to explore the movies taking place this weekend. And we're looking forward to, well, a cartoon, or an animation, I should say, and a couple others that I'm really not familiar with. Alice, you'll have to get us in better touch here. Let's talk about Ice Age Continental Drift. Which one is this in the series?
Four.
Is four, okay.
And usually, and it's surprising, it's very much like Madagascar in the sense that the sequels keep getting better.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Which is usually, you know, that doesn't happen, especially with as many as four. This has been going on since 2002, and the last of the two movies, the previous one and this one, were both in 3D, and it's quite effective 3D, works well. Brings back the original cast with the three main characters. Well, there's actually four. There's Scrat, who is the character. He's a saber-toothed squirrel. Everybody's saber-toothed in this. We have saber-toothed tigers, saber-toothed whales, well, and squirrels.
If you had a choice, wouldn't you want to be saber-toothed in the...
I guess so.
Better protect yourself, maybe.
And so the Scrat, he's sort of the framing device for each of the films. He causes the problems, or he introduces and concludes all the movies. He's a squirrel who's chasing the same acorn, and this time he causes a complete, it's the changing of the earth. Suddenly the whole earth begins to collapse, and it's the changing of, it's the ice age, you know, these things happen. And so as he's chasing his acorn, it causes terrible disaster for all the other animals, and mainly the mammoths, who are led by Manny, that's the voice of Ray Romano, and the sloth, who is Sid, played by the voice of John Leguizamo, and the saber-toothed tiger, Diego, who's Dennis Leary. They are the main characters that have been in all of them. Scrat has no lines, so he's a silent character. He returns each time. And they these characters make up sort of a strange family of creatures who consider themselves a herd, even though they're a different species.
Mm-hmm.
And they run to safety, and they get separated from the rest of the herd. And the story is about them trying to survive, and they end up on an ice floe, which they float around the ocean for a long time. And then they encounter some pirates, and they're led by Captain Gutt, who is played by Peter Dinklage, and a band of pirates, and one of them is a saber-toothed tiger, a female, who's the voice of Jennifer Lopez.
At some point, they've got to move out of the Ice Age if they're going to continue to do movies.
Well,
right?
Supposedly, in one of them, I've forgotten which sequel, one time the squirrel was frozen for 200 years, so some time passed it.
Uh-huh. Maybe they'll move to the Old West and then in their fifth one.
Maybe they'll get out of the ice. But anyway, this time they have sort of a little lame story about a teenage romance between Peaches the Mammoth and a hunk. Peaches is played, that's Kiki Palmer, teenage actress, and the mammoth, another mammoth, Ethan, and that's played by, I guess he is a rap star named Drake. I'm not even sure, but anyway.
That is correct.
Okay, that's good. And so that's kind of a lame addition. I don't know what that's for to the otherwise surprisingly strong sequel. Oh, and one of the best parts is the grandmother of the sloth grandmother, 80-year-old granny, and that's Wanda Sykes, and she always steals everything. She's very, very funny.
All right.
It's mostly a comedy, but it has a couple of little tender moments. Queen Latifah plays one of the mammoths, and she has some kind of, as I said, kind of a sweet times with her.
Do you think, because it's becoming easier, I guess, to make some of these animated movies, that's why they're making so many in this series and why you're seeing others?
I don't
know,
because they used to be, one of the things that was different, when they did these really high-tech, complicated things, the movies used to be just barely over an hour long. Now, this one is right at 2 hours. And so that's, I guess it is the technology that makes it possible. But being in 3D and all that, I mean, it's really quite an endeavor to make these films. I mean, they spend years. It's doing the animation, it's a 3 or 4 year process.
I'm not personally one that sees them, but I'm glad that it's offered because it seems like we were getting away from, you know, kid options. And so it's good to be able to have that.
Right, and it is surprising that the sequels, usually they just, you know, peter out and that's it. You just kind of go, oh, not another one. But these are this one I think is stronger than the last two movies anyway.
Good. All right, a couple I don't know about. We'll have to go through those quickly. I apologize. The Intouchables.
This is a story that has been very popular worldwide. It's been in all the film festivals. And the main actor in it, Omar Sy, won the César, which is the French version of the Academy Award. And he beat Jean Dujardin, who is French, for The Artist. So it's a big deal. It's a story about a black African native who's living in France who becomes the caregiver for an aristocrat, a quadriplegic. And this is the feel-good story of all time. It is so much fun. It doesn't seem like it would be, but it's in French, but it's got terrible popularity all over the world, and now is just breaking records in the U.S. as well.
And finally, Take This Waltz.
Yes, Sarah Polley, who is a young actress who was very successful, has become a director, and she did a movie that was nominated for Oscars called Away From Her. And this is a romantic film, romantic drama, starring Michelle Williams, who just had such a success with her portrayal of Marilyn Monroe and My Week with Marilyn. And this is she plays a young woman who's happily married, supposedly, but she falls in love with another man. Her husband is played by Seth Rogen in a straight dramatic role, and he's quite good. The only thing that's wrong with it is that Michelle Williams' character looks more like a teeny bopper than a woman of the world. So it's kind of a hard sell, but it's quite good.
All right, so rather low-key on some of these this week, and I guess it's hard to be following the week of Spider-Man. So
right.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
And that's probably expected to be kind of at the top until Batman comes out, like you said.
That's next week.
But this week, Ice Age, Continental Drift, The Intouchables, and Take This Waltz. Alice Reese, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear Alice Reese every Friday morning at 7:20. We also provide this content on our website later on in the morning at KETR.org. Your local newscast in just a few moments. This is your station.